Legislation has been proposed in the New York State Legislature that would allow voters to use drop-off boxes for absentee ballots. But even if the bill were to pass and the governor signs it, it may not make a difference in the upcoming election. WXXI's Beth Adams explains.
With concerns about whether recent changes at the U.S. Postal Service will keep mailed absentee ballots from getting counted in time, State Senator Brad Hoylman suggested an alternative. The Democrat wants to authorize local boards of elections to set up absentee drop-off boxes so voters can circumvent the post office. These boxes are used in other states that have all mail-in voting, but they don't exist right now in New York. John Conklin, spokesperson for the State Board of Elections, says that would require legislation due to chain of custody and security issues.
Whether the box is monitored, those kind of things need to be determined by statute.
But Conklin says it would be virtually impossible to get these boxes installed for the upcoming election, even if the measure did become law.
The vendors that we've spoken to have told us they need like 60 to 90 days lead time on an order to get drop boxes made up and installed. And I think we're well past the 90-day point. So I think it's very unlikely that we would have any in place for this year.
Voters who don't want to mail their absentee ballots do have several other options. Ballots can be dropped off at any polling site during the early voting period from October 24th through November 1st or on Election Day, November 3rd. They can also be taken to a local Board of Elections office during normal business hours. Conklin says if the general election follows the trend of the June primary, up to 4 to 5 million absentee ballots could be cast in New York State. Beth Adams, WXXI News.